in chapter 26. When you find it, if you could stand in reverence to God's word. 2 Chronicles in chapter 26. We'll begin reading in verse 1. 2 Chronicles chapter 26 and verse 1, it says, "Then all the people of Judah took Uzziah, who was 16 years old, and made him king in the room of his father Amaziah." Verse 3, 16 years old was Uzziah when he began to reign, and he reigned 52 years in Jerusalem. Verse 6, "And he went forth and warred against the Philistines, and brake down the wall of Gath, and the wall of Jabneh, and the wall of Ashdod, and built cities about Ashdod and among the Philistines. And God helped him against the Philistines and against the Arabians that dwelt in Gerbal and the Mehinims. And the Ammonites gave gifts to Uzziah, and his name spread abroad even to the entering in of Egypt, for he strengthened himself exceedingly." Verse 10, "Also he built towers in the desert and digged many wells, for he had much cattle both in the low country and in the plains, husbandmen also and vine dressers in the mountains and in Carmel, for he loved husbandry." Verse 15, "And he made in Jerusalem engines invented by cunning men to be on the towers and upon bulwarks to shoot arrows and great stones withal. And his name spread far abroad, for he was marvelously helped till he was strong. But when he was strong, his heart was lifted up to his destruction. For he transgressed against the Lord his God, and went into the temple of the Lord to burn incense upon the altar of incense. And Azariah the priest went in after him, and with him 80 priests of the Lord that were valiant men. And they withstood Uzziah the king, and said unto him, It appertaineth not unto thee, Uzziah, to burn incense unto the Lord, but to the priests and the sons of Aaron that are consecrated to burn incense. Go out of the sanctuary, for thou hast trespassed, neither shall it be for thine honor from the Lord God." Then Uzziah was wroth, and had a censer in his hand to burn incense. And while he was wroth with the priests, and the leprosy even rose up in his forehead before the priests in the house of the Lord from beside the incense altar. And Azariah the chief priest and all the priests looked upon him, and behold, he was leprous in his forehead, and they thrust him out from thence. Yea, himself hasted also to go out, because the Lord had smitten him. And Uzziah the king was a leper unto the day of his death, and dwelt in a several house, or a separate house, being a leper, for he was cut off from the house of the Lord. And Jotham his son was over the king's house, judging the people of the land. Verse 23, "And Uzziah slept with his fathers, and they buried him with his fathers in the field of the burial, which belonged to the kings, for they said, He is a leper." Lord God, we pray tonight, God, that you would send down your anointing upon me, Lord. God, so little I may be, Lord, I ask that you would anoint me, God. Lord, these lips of clay, God, to speak your words. God, I don't know the needs of these people tonight, but God, you do. And I pray that you would steer your words, not my own, God, through me, Lord, that I would be a vessel, God. Lord, in the name of Jesus, channel it through me, Lord, in your name. Amen and amen. You may all be seated. Tonight, for a short time, I'd like to preach on He is a leper. He is a leper. In verse 1, we see that the people took Uzziah, who was 16 years old, and put him on the throne. In verse 3, it says that he reigned for 52 years, Brother Collins. And you find that through this whole chapter, King Uzziah did great and mighty things through those 52 years. You'll find that he broke down the walls of the enemy, the wall of Gath, and the wall of Jabneh, and the wall of Ashdod. He broke down. He had victories over his enemies, the Arabians and the Philistines. You'll find that he found victory over them through God. In our Christian experience, we find many times that God uses us. Amen. Help me whilst I preach tonight. He had many victories and he became famous even to Egypt. But the verse says that he strengthened himself exceedingly. Strengthened himself exceedingly. 52 years he served God. 52 years in verse 10, it talks how he built towers in the desert.
In our Christian experience, we reach out to those that are weak, even in the desert when they're having a hard time, and it's hot, and it seems like they're in the heart of the battle. We build towers, refreshing towers, showing them great things in the Word of God, showing them truths. God uses us. Here He used even Uzziah to build towers, and He built towers and even dug wells. We hear preachers preach of redigging the wells in Genesis, and here it says that He dug wells, and even we in our Christian experience are used of God in mighty ways. Even as Uzziah, for 52 years he was used. And he made in Jerusalem engines. I find it awesome how for 52 years this man became so great in the hand of God. For man, the Bible even says, what is man that you are mindful of him? Man is nothing. We are just lucky that the Lord would save us. We're privileged, amen? But here he's a man of clay, and he became such a great man. He had towers, and he did many wells. And it says that his name spread far abroad, for he was marvelously helped till he was strong. I listen to, we've heard how many preachers have grown to be very famous. Amen. They've grown, we look at many preachers that have felt very famous and in the eyes of man. But here possibly, Uzziah, people began to look at Uzziah. We even look at King Herod, and then the people looked at him and said, he is a god. And God destroyed Herod because he would not give glory to God. If we would look at King Uzziah tonight, look at his life. He was touched by God. He was anointed and used and raised up to do a great work for God. Even the other night I mentioned that we were here to do a great work. Here King Uzziah did a great work for 52 years. For 52 years. I'm only 21. Young. But for 52 years, over half a century, this man walked with God. He knew what it was to feel the power of God, to be used. I mean, what a privilege. You know, even when I'm used by God, it's such a great feeling to be used by God. And for this country, he was in trouble, and it had nothing, but he built that city. He built in the city of Jerusalem, and he built many walls, but he also tore down the walls. God uses us, and we tear down the walls of the enemy. It says the walls of Gath and the walls of Ashdod, he tore down, but he could not do it in his own strength. He did it in God's strength. The Lord gave him strength to do these things. But the Bible says that he became strong in himself. And when he was strong, in verse 16 it says, and his heart was lifted to his destruction. His heart was lifted to his destruction. I'm preaching on, he is a leper. Hit me around. He is a leper. Here we see that King Uzziah made a dreadful mistake. He took on the work of a priest and thought that he became so familiar with God that he lost the fear of God. In the churches today, I wonder if we haven't lost the fear of God. People telling jokes and goofing off even around the altar of God after the service. And I wonder and say, God, how long will you withhold God on your judgment against us? Amen. Uzziah lost the fear of God, and he went even to the offered incense unto God. And the priest said unto him, you are not to do this. But he withstood him. Amen. It says, and Azariah the priest went in after him, and with him 80 priests of the Lord, and they were valiant men, and they withstood Uzziah the king, and said unto him, it appertaineth not unto thee. He said, this isn't your job. God gives us each one in the body of Christ a job to do. Look at our holiness ranks, and I wonder how divided we are at times against each other, because I can't preach like him, or I can't sing like this one. We want to do it even though we don't have the abilities to do so. They're getting a little bit famous because they can sing. I want to sing a song. They can do this. I want to. But God has a purpose for each and every one of us in the body of Christ. If God has you being a prayer warrior, God has a reason for it. And then God has a plan. Seeking God's face. Those people that pray, sometimes they're never brought to. People never see him. They're hidden behind the scenes. Great and mighty evangelists used to send their prayer warriors in to towns and motels to find a place of prayer. They never came out and ate the continental breakfast. No, they found a place of prayer, and they ate of the breakfast table of God. Amen. Uzziah had his purpose. He was a king to lead the people. And he went in trying to offer incense that he ought not have been doing. He is a leper. Preaching on he is a leper tonight. And they withstood him. In verse 18, they withstood him. And it says in 19, then Uzziah was wroth and had a censer in his hand to burn incense. And while he was wroth with the priest, the leprosy even rose up in his forehead before the priest in the house of the Lord from beside the incense altar. You better be careful when you get mad at the priest for the message he brings. Come on, you know we want to talk about the priesthood. Come on, y'all listen to me here. You know we can't be mad at the mailman for the message he brings. You know when the mailman brings me a letter that my friends have died or something's wrong, you know the bill collectors sending a letter to me telling me that I owe money. I can't get mad at that mailman, throw eggs at him. It's not his fault. It's the mailman, the one who sent the letters. It's God. You got a bone to pick it with God. But here we see that Uzziah came against the peace of God. Amen. And it says the leprosy arose on his forehead. Sin. It also talks about in Leviticus chapter 13. It says that the leprosy is deep within underneath the skin. Sin starts as a cancer. Even the leprosy which he had here, it eats away at you slowly. Sin will eat at you. Bitterness will eat at you slowly, a little bit at a time. You may not even realize it's there, but all of a sudden it comes to the surface. You know, when you think you're so sanctified, when something comes and you haven't had your coffee yet, and you get all angry, that shows me that you ain't got as much of God as you thought you had. He is a leper. He is a leper. It says, and Azariah, the chief priest, and all the priests looked upon him, and behold, he was leprous in his forehead. God will carry out judgment. God is the one. These priests were not even needed to take him out from doing the job that he thought was his, that he wanted to do. God did not need a man. God is almighty. But these priests came in, and it says, and they thrust him out from thence, and yea, himself hasted him also to go out. Brother Bill Houston was here yesterday morning, I believe, and he was talking about a young man and how he went out the door. And here we see the King Uzziah went out the door. They thrust him out, but it says that he went out from the presence of God. You know, if you're doing things that aren't quite right, there's no way that you can feel comfortable when the conviction power of God would come down. You've got to feel uncomfortable. And then when the power of God comes down, the conviction power, you can't sit in God's presence and be happy. You can't be content. Hey, man, help me now. He was smote with leprosy. And Uzziah the king was a leper until the day of his death. And he dwelt in a several house or a separate house. When you get leprosy, you had to go out from amongst your family and from amongst God and the religious. You had to go out. You could no longer stay there. Amen. When sin comes in, you no longer have that communion with God. Even in Isaiah says that your iniquities have separated you from God. We don't have that true relationship with Jesus Christ any longer. We see that even Adam, when he sinned, God said, Adam, where art thou? Where art thou, Adam? And he hid himself because he knew that he had sinned. He did not have the relationship that he once had. And it says that he was cut off of the house of God. The church today has started losing the fear of God. Help me out, boy. It's quiet in here. I'll tell you, it's quiet in here. I was talking to a friend of mine, a preacher, and she says, it's hard to stand on toes. You're being stepped on. I hope I'm still standing. I'll be flying here soon. But it says, sin and leprosy are so much alike that it eats at us as a cancer. Slowly. Sin will take you down. Here, for 50 years, I'm still preaching on he is a leper. For 52 years, he did what God thought, what he thought was right in God's eyes. We could name some preachers today. Brother Swagger, come on, we can name them. There's many who they stood right before God. doing a work for God. Amen. There was many that stood in the holiness, folks, that had the power of God in their life, an anointing upon their life. But we find that somewhere along the line that they let it slip. Oh Lord, even in Hebrews it says, let those things not slip, amen, but let them slip away. They lost the fear of God, and somewhere along the way they became a leper. They got a good sin into their life. And even his last night, the sermon, he says, we began to take water on board. Remember, we cannot lose the fear of God. Amen. Help me now. And he dwelt in a separate house. Imagine, if you will, sitting in a separate house, remembering how you once was king. Being alive, and yet somebody else, your own son, had to take over the kingdom. His own son, because he was no longer in the state to do so. I'm starting to say tonight that God's going to raise up a generation that's going to run his kingdom, amen. God's going to raise up a generation that's going to reach the lost. And if we don't go do it, God's going to raise up the young ones. The Bible says that he will perfect pace even out of the babes and the sucklings. I want to be amongst that number that reaches out and is used by God. I don't want to be put on the shelf, but I want to be anointed by God and do something. Amen. Even Moses, for 40 years, is put on the backside of the desert, not doing nothing but tending flocks. Lord, I want to be used. I want to stay in the presence of God. King Uzziah, living in a separate house. Living in a separate house. Not being able to be with his family no longer. Separated from the family of God. You know, you can be amongst the family of God and not actually be part of them. Come on, help me now. You can be in the house of God and not be part of us. Have you ever been in a crowd and feel like you're the only one there? You're not of the same spirit. When the Bible says be of one spirit, you are one body. You know, the Bible says that no man can pluck you out of the hand of God, but we do have the choice to get up and walk out. And then we see that King Uzziah walked out of the house of God, and you never found that he repented. I'm so peaceful, and he is a leper. If you read that last verse, it says, then King Uzziah slept with his fathers, and they buried him with his fathers in the field of the burial which belonged to the kings. For they said, he is a leper. They buried him in the field. They didn't even bury him in the tombs of the rest of the kings. Imagine 52 years of living after God, doing his will, and all in vain, losing it all. The Bible says, lay up for yourselves treasure in heaven, but you've got to live after that. Set my heart after God. Lord, I can't even walk unless you're holding my hand. Now we see that Uzziah thought he could walk in his own strength. He had many men. He had 300,000 of us part of his army. He had built walls. He had built cities. Now even Nebuchadnezzar, we see, said, look at his great Babylon that I have built. And God stuck him out. He's an animal. God help me. He was a leper after he died. And they buried him. They said, he is a leper. Not that he was, he is. In their minds, even afterward, he remained a leper. Even after his death, he remained a leper. Lord, what will my testimony be? What will my memorial be on my tombstone after I die? Think about it. When they say Larry Gibbs, oh yeah, he's the guy that sat on the last row and gave the pastor a rough time. What will they say? Well, he did teach a Sunday school, but the Sunday school never grew. Well, the class never grew. No matter of fact, it shrunk a little bit because he was so boring. Come on, think about it. The Bible has life in it. So think about it. What will your memorial be? The Bible says, hey, the King Uzziah, he is a leper. In the church house, I wonder how many have leprosy and it hasn't come to the surface yet. Help us, God. Help me, Val. You will find in the Bible that there was people cured of leprosy. Naaman, for one, was cured of leprosy. He went to the man of God and said, I need help. Amen. Amen. Come on. Leprosy and sin are together. It is a typifies sin. In the Old Testament, leprosy. There's another man that was healed of leprosy. Miriam is healed of leprosy, but here you never find out that Uzziah was. He is a leper, even till his death. How many of us are going to be hard and cold, even to our death? People, there's people out there that need us. We're needed. You're special. You're needed by God. You are a vessel that's got to be used by God. You know, the Bible says that Christ is the head, but the feet's got to take him. The hand's got to reach out. He's relying on us. You are important, but we cannot spread our leprosy. If you would touch somebody that had leprosy, you would also catch it. And then if you start hanging around those, you know, even at school, you get somebody in a dorm room that has a critical spirit. And before you watch it, the whole hall has a critical spirit rising up against the leaves. And I say, how many of us are going to let that spirit rub off on somebody else? He is a leper. Help me, God. On his tombstone, he is a leper. But the Bible also says in Isaiah chapter 6, if you turn there with me, Isaiah chapter 6, you know, if y'all say amen, you ain't going to make me nervous. Amen. Amen. Isaiah chapter 6. Isaiah chapter 6. In the year that King Uzziah, what's our next word? Died. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. Above it stood the seraphims. Each one had six wings, with twain he covered his face, with twain he covered his feet, and with twain he did fly. In the year that King Uzziah died, I would wonder what they say. In the year the Lord Jesus died, that there came revival to the holy highway of holiness. I don't want to hear it became a mile marker in the life of they seen God in the year that he died. No, I want to say that while he yet lived, there was revival, there was life, because everyone that came around him seen the power of God made a festival. He was not dead, he was alive. Right. Right. What did they say the revival came after he died? People remember in the year that King Uzziah died. I don't hear that in a good term. It was a mile marker, a time when Uzziah died. But you'll find that his sons did not do that. They never went into the temple of the Lord where they didn't belong. They learned. But how many of us are going to learn from King Uzziah's mistake? Or how many of us are going to do it ourselves? You know, there's many different ways to learn. You can learn from others' mistakes. You can learn from your own mistakes. Or you may not learn at all. Learning from probably somebody else's mistakes, you know, it has helped me along life's way. I've seen even in my own area preachers that have failed, and I'm not any better than them. I can do the same because I am of the same flesh. I have the same temptations, even as a layman. You know, the preachers are not any better. We all have the same temptations. We just all need to learn to lean on Christ a little bit heavier. Even here we see that the king and the people have the same problems. You know, the preachers not any better. They still go through the same valleys, the same trials. You know, that's why we need to pray for each other, not just those that are in the body of Christ, in the congregation, but pray for your pastor. Even now, I'm not sure which day it is, but there's witches in California and other places that pray for the fall of preachers. Hey, amen. Help me, Val. Witches of Satan pray that they fall. And if we're not praying that they stand, what's going to happen? We've got to bind together. What I'm asking tonight, are we going to remain lepers? He is a leper. You know, I read of four lepers in the Bible that were not satisfied at sitting at the walls, but they went into the enemy's camp and they gathered of themselves goods, amen. They reached out and got more of the good things. You know, how many of us are going to dig into the Word of God and get something good? Or is it going to be just another book plus that we have to dust off the dust from it because you haven't read it when the pastor comes to dinner? Help us around. Amen. Lord, he is a leper. I don't want to remain a leper. I don't even want to become a leper. But we can allow sin to get into our lives. Leprosy What was the result of leprosy? It was death. The Bible says that the wages of sin is death. It doesn't matter if it's a little white lie or a little black lie. It doesn't much matter. There's no difference from sin. Sin is sin. You even see that Moses, a great and mighty man of God, the meekest man in the world, led many, many people into the promised land. You see that even Moses could not go into the promised land because he sinned, because he smote the rock instead of speaking to the rock. Disobedience. You know, if God wants you to go and tell your brother something and you don't tell him from God, you are robbing God of a message from God. Well, I'm not a preacher. God says that we're all to preach His word. Some behind pulpits, come on, we're all to spread the gospel of God. He is a leper. Lord, I don't want to be that way. Can you make a difference? Yes, one person can make a difference. You'd be surprised when it came down to voting how many times the one vote, excuse me, the one that made the deciding difference. One vote, Lord, help us. If we sit and say, Lord, you can't use me. We have that. How many heard us say, I shall not be moved? Many of us sit on our pew and say, I shall not be moved. Say, God, try to move me. But Lord, I say, God, I want to be a vessel that you can use. I want to be a vessel that you can flow through and touch other lives. I don't want to be stagnant. The Bible talks about the manna, that if they saved it for overnight, it would become moldy and worms would be in it. I would have an experience that's not my way. We can't save it overnight, but every day, brother McGowan, we've got to get into the Word of God. Fresh every day. Fresh oil from the throne. Come down upon me. Touch me again. Because we can't walk on our own. Amen. But that manna, when they try to keep it overnight, it would turn no good. How many's ever seen a pond that had no inflow, no outflow? What's it look like? What's it got on it? Icky junk. Oh my goodness. You want to go swimming in that? No way. You want to dive in that? No way. It's filthy. You get around it. Oh my goodness, it stinks. Here ain't even hardly anything living in it. But if we have no inflow from the Word of God, and we have no outflow to those that are round about us, that we become stagnant. But if people say your experience is not a sweet savor of God, but it speaks in the nostrils of God. When we look at the church of Laodicea, we see that they were lukewarm and had nothing to offer, but they thought they were rich. But they were not rich towards God. For the things they had, they did not use. They did not reach out to the lost. They thought themselves rich. But they hoarded up. And they were poor, blind, naked, miserable, wretched. God, how would you describe me? You know, I was praying tonight, I was thinking, my goodness, Lord, how am I going to bring this to Christ? I got great preachers going to be here tonight. Lord, help me. What am I going to do? And Lord started thinking about it. What do I look like in the eyes of God? What's he going to say? Lord, you did your best. You know, because I started looking at preachers, they could do so much better than me. God, why do you want me? He said, in my eyes is what matters. I'm looking at you. I know what you can do. The Bible says be perfect in His eyes. Amen. He is a leper. Remained a leper. Even after His death, He never came and repented, Brother Collins. He remained that way until His death. Buried in a separate place. Lived in a separate house. I want to live in the house of God. The Bible talks about being a doorkeeper in the house of God. Feeling the presence of God is an awesome feeling. Amen. But you can be in the house of God. You can be where God wants you and still not be in the will of God if your heart's not there. Because God says, serve Him with your heart, but your mind, your soul, and your strength. All of your strength, all your heart with Him. If we could all stand. Could we all stand? Ask God. I want us to ask God from the bottom of our hearts. God, help me not to be a leper. And if I am, God, remove the leprosy tonight. For we see that there was people that were saved from the leprosy. It's a